Welcome back to the Nimitoya Show. Thank you for tuning in. If a new year, welcome. My name is Nimi. I plan on doing the part 2 of anger management tips today, but I felt I should talk about 10 tips on how to care for our mental health, considering what's going on in our country, Nigeria, and a lot of things. Seriously, we just have a lot going on in our country, Nigeria. Feel like I should just talk about our mental health and how to stay sane. And if you're not aware, this month is actually Mental Health Awareness Month. And you know, we know the Nigeria we live in today gives us so many reasons to feel mental distress. I'm not about to increase the distress you feel by listing the reasons. You know them. We've been listening to news, we've been watching videos, we've been on social media. I don't know what is happening. But then, how have you been? How have you been? Let me start with that. How have you been fearing? How have you been holding up? Because I must commend you really for the strength you have displayed by holding on and standing tall through each day. It's not been easy really. And for the days you're barely able to stand, know that you are human and it's only human to need support. So call for reinforcement, backup or support whenever you need to. You know, this lady that went for the supposed interview in Akwa Ibom State, addressed it to me differently. I don't know why. Maybe it's because I served in that state or because I have a very good friend of mine happens to know her, or maybe because of the circumstances surrounding her death. It's really a sad one. Really, really sad one. You know, I watched her funeral videos and I saw the pictures and I couldn't help but cry. Like, I don't know, I couldn't help but cry. And the questions journalists were asking, or the questions they asked the suspected murderer while he was seated pretty on a chair. God, but then my heart was really heavy. It was really heavy. At some point, I was beginning to have chest pain, and I just had to go offline. Because I just couldn't take it. So I just learned again that we need to surrender what we can't control. Really, we need to surrender what we can't control. I think I've done a podcast or a record on surrender what you can't control. All right, so back to the tips on how to care for your mental health. And before I jump right into it, let me remind you about what mental health is. First off, according to WHO, health is a state of complete physical, mental, and social well-being, and not merely the absence of disease or infirmity. And mental health is a state of well-being in which an individual can cope with the normal stresses of life, can work productively, and is able to make a contribution to his or her community. You know, mental health affects how we think, it affects how we feel, it affects how we act. And when there's no balance in terms of your thinking process or feelings, you know, it will definitely tell on how you do things or how you do things, let me just put it that way. I want us to understand that mental health doesn't mean that someone is running mad. It doesn't mean that someone is mad. Yeah, everyone has mental health. We all do. All right, so back to the tips. The first one I have here is value yourself and accept who you are. You know, treat yourself with kindness and respect. And avoid self-criticism. You know, no pressure. Don't put yourself under any unnecessary pressure. Just treat yourself with kindness and accept yourself for who you are. And if you need to get better in anything, do it and do it at your own pace. Number two, take care of your body. Your mental health and physical health, they are intertwined. There's no physical health without mental health and vice versa. Take care of your body by eating nutritious meals, drink plenty of water, exercise. And exercise actually helps decrease depression, anxiety, and it's improved mood. And also, you should get you should get a good sleep at all times. Then number three, quiet your mind. You know, lots of happenings around here and there, so you have to learn to quiet your mind by trying to meditate, you practice mindfulness, and stay off social media or news if you can. As much as you can, stay off social media. You shouldn't say, okay, I just want to be updated about everything. All these things, they actually have, they take a toll on our mental health. And number four, learn to manage stress. Stress is often unavoidable, but knowing what triggers your stress and how to cope is key in maintaining good mental health. So try to manage your responsibilities and worries. You can do that by making a list or schedule of when or how you can resolve each issue. You know, often if you break your worries and stressors and write them down, you realize that they are actually manageable. So you can just write them out. You have a to-do list. How do I go about this? How do I go about this? And you resolve the issue one after the other. And number five, get or ask for help when you need it. I want us to know that seeking help is a sign of strength, not a weakness. You should recognize when you are at your lowest or not feeling good and know when to ask for help. You know, last Friday, after reading through the lady's story, her funeral pictures, videos, my heart felt so heavy, like very heavy. At some point, I was beginning to have chest pain. I just had to go offline. I played music just to sleep. But when I woke up, I was still not better. Like, my heart was still very heavy. So I just had to reach out to a colleague who is also a counselor. I spoke my mind, I ranted. You know, I was at my lowest and I needed to talk to someone. I didn't say, oh, at least I'm a volunteer mental health counselor, I should be able to undo this. No, I realized that, okay, I needed to talk to someone, and I reached out to someone to seek help. So it's not a sign of weakness. So there is no shame in asking someone for support if you are feeling low or stressed. You know, everyone goes through patches where they don't feel as good as they should. And number six, connect with loved ones or people and be sociable. You know, keep in touch with people or loved ones. Make an effort to maintain a good relationship and talk to people whenever you get the chance. Do not be an isolate. And number seven, do things or care for others. You know, helping others isn't just good for the people you are helping. It is good for you too. You know, helping someone can up with your self-esteem. It can make you feel good about your place in the world. And you could do that by you could try volunteering for a local charity or foundation, or just being friendly or neighborly. Yeah. And number eight, do something you are good at or something you enjoy. You know, try to make time for doing the fun things that you enjoy. Try to set aside time to enjoy yourself. And number nine, ensure to always talk about your feelings. Speak your mind at all times. It really helps. Just talk. You might not even need advice. You might just need to get that thing off your chest. And lastly, pause and take breaks when needed. Do not be a workaholic. Fine, I want to say, I need to work, I need to make money, and it's understandable. You know, there's a saying that it's someone who is alive that can actually make money, that can actually work. So you have to recognize when you can't continue and take a break to rest and recharge. Because you even have to be in your best state of mind to work to work productively. So recognize when you need break, and then take breaks to rest. Just take a break to rest and recharge. So I want us to understand that our mental health is as important as our physical health. As much as you are caring for your physical health, you have to also care for your mental health. I know that it's not been easy. The country has just been, you know, going on and off and all of those things. But then, what can we do? We just have to stay sane and just keep our hopes alive. I wish you a very wonderful week.